This is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
This Law and Order attempt at a Canadian story, you know, there's been all sorts of law and orders. Apparently, they've taken law and order around the world, but usually what they do is they'll use the American scripts when they do Law and Order Australia. Not here in Canada, but I wasn't happy with it. I got a new pitch. I got a pitch for Crave later on. I want to see, like, real Canadian stories, like, hey, clean-shaven police officer arrested a guy, and by the time it goes to court, the guy has his ZZ Top beard. That's the reality of the Canadian system. You're not going to see that in the arc of a 44-minute TV show, but that's the way it would really look. We'll get into that with our criminal experts. We need a criminal expert, like a criminal. We should actually have a criminal expert, somebody who's done jail time. That would be a great idea. Tell the boss we need a criminal expert. What is the line from Better Call Saul? We need a criminal lawyer. No, a criminal lawyer. And that's Better Call Saul. Okay, let's get into one of our favorite segments of the week. We find out what is new and streaming with movies. And we also, not only do we find out what's new and streaming with movies, but also what is in your favorite theater. We call it, does Richard Krause love these movies? What's the first one, Richard?
In Driveaway Dolls, a new caper film now playing in theaters, two young women travel to Tallahassee in search of a new start. Unfortunately, the driveaway car they're driving contains some valuable cargo some very scary people need to get their hands on.
I'm leaving town.
I am too. That was my plan. Where are you going?
Tallahassee, Florida.
I've been unhappy.
That's why we take this trip together, honey babe.
We get our act together, together.
Curly's Drive Away, Pennsylvania's most trusted name in car delivery.
Curly here.
Don't call me Curly. We're here for the car. Wait a minute. You call with a drop-off in Tallahassee, and then these broads come in and say they're ready to go to Tallahassee. They drive the car instead of you. Is that bad?
Bad if they find the goods.
I like this. I like this a lot, the idea of wanting to get away from your life and going to Florida, I'm not sure about, but the movie sounds like it could be a lot of fun, so I'm going to say Richard gives it 3.5, Tony?
It just didn't catch my interest right off the bat, so I'm going to say 2.5.
What do you got, Noah?
I'm going to go right in the middle and say 3.
Driveway Dolls, from director Ethan Coen in his first solo outing, feels like it emerged untouched from the time before Y2K. Unfortunately, it's not an entirely welcome U-turn to 90s form for Coen. For all the freewheeling vibes the movie emits, it's a bit of a slog, even at its abbreviated runtime. Choppy storytelling, low stakes, and an emphasis on quirky caricatures over real characters slow the roll of what could have been a fun road trip romp. The pitch-perfect sweet spot between serious and silly Coen achieved with Brother Joel in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And The Big Lebowski is sadly missing here, and that's why I gave Driveaway Dolls, now playing in theaters, 2.5 stars out of 5.
All right, I'm off to a bad start. What's the second movie, Richard?
Inspired by the incredible true story of a hairdresser who single-handedly rallied an entire community to help a widowed father save the life of his critically ill young daughter, Ordinary Angels stars Hilary Swank and Reacher's Alan Ritchson.
Something about that little girl without a mama, sick, and the family's bled dry from all the hospital bills. I think I'm supposed to help.
400,000 plus in medical bills,
all 3 credit cards maxed out.
And your income's only $3,600 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not good, Ed.
You're asking us to reduce the family's medical bills due to hardship.
No, I'm asking you to erase them.
All of them.
Was that funny?
Tony, what are you giving that?
I'm going to go with 3 on that one.
Okay.
Right there, yeah.
Reach your guy
3.
In it. What about you, Noah?
I'm going to go 2.5.
I'm going to say, I saw the trailer, and I also saw him being interviewed, and it looks like a lot of people are saying that this isn't just like meathead action hero, that he actually has some acting chops as That's not just, hey, I'm going to beat you up and shoot you, that kind of stuff. So high hopes for it. I'm going to say 3.5.
Mm. Ordinary Angels is formulaic. The highs are really high, the lows are really low, and the climactic race against time goes on for way too long to be truly exciting. But the film's themes of the importance of community, of the healing power of kindness, and of how one person can make a difference just may tug at the heartstrings. And that's why I gave Ordinary Angels, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
All right. That's good, right? I think that's good.
Yeah, 3's a good.
Good for you.
It makes me want to watch it, yeah.
And finally, Richard, what do you have?
Ensues a new dramedy now playing in theaters. When her only daughter goes off to university, Suze, an empty nest mother, gets stuck taking care of her daughter's heartbroken ex-boyfriend, who she can't stand.
Get what you see in this guy.
I love him and he worships me.
But honey, you're starting university. He's starting nothing.
Happy grad, everyone. We're the emotional morons.
Baby, I'm gonna miss you so hard.
Wait, what? It's
Take
your
it.
Favorite.
I love you so much, sweetie.
Do you feel like you're gonna throw up too, Suze?
Gage jumped off the water tower.
Wait, what?
You go check on him.
Suze, is that you?
Hey, hello, Gage.
Dad, this is Suze.
Oh, your precious daughter. Yeah, she dumped his ass.
She did?
I was hoping that you could watch him until I get back.
Me.
Hi, Suze. This is gonna be sick.
All right. A lot going on there. I'm going to say that it has some redeeming qualities. And actually, you go ahead first, Noah.
I'm going to go for 3.
Tony.
The whole trailer had me laughing. I don't know if you were looking through the glass at me, but it was kind of funny. I'm going to say 3.5.
4 from me.
Suze is a never-judge-a-book-by-its-cover story with a few laughs, some earned heartfelt moments, and heaps of compassion. The important and appealing part of the story is the relationship between Mother Suze and the Spicoli-esque ex-boyfriend Gage. Everything else is set dressing. The key to Suze's success is the way that it presents a platonic relationship based on mutual respect and how they give one another a reason to embrace the battle scars that formed them and move ahead toward happiness. And that's why I gave Suze, now playing in theaters, 3.5 stars out of 5.
Very good. All right. So there's a good crop of movies to check out at the theater this weekend. Okay. So later on, next hour, we're going to have our crime specialist Mark Mendelson and criminal lawyer Jeff Hirschberg here. We are going to prep a better pitch for a drama that is set in Canada that would be like a cop show. So Law and Order Canada, it debuted this past week. I'm not going to say anything about it. I just think that we have a better pitch, like the reality of what it's like in Canada. Of, again, my example would be you're charged and the cops have like their clean sheet shaven, and by the time it gets to court, they have like long ZZ Top beards. That next hour here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.